could see beyond today and know what lies out there. I wonder if I changed my ways or if I really care. I wonder if I want to know what the future holds, or should I chance to walk that road and let my faith unfold? If I place my faith in God and walk His narrow way, will my life be better off? Yes, I know the path is deep. I know it's white or dust, but God is there controlling this. I'll just give Him my best.
Veterans Day, okay? So it's honoring the military veterans, many of them who have risked their lives, that we enjoy the freedom that we have, but are we all supposed to be soldiers? Yeah, soldiers of the cross. So the offering this morning goes to Global Mission, and we had last Sabbath, we have this Sabbath talking about it, and how people go and serve for 1 to 2 years, and help tell the world of Jesus' soon coming. So we will take up our tithes and offerings also at this time. Okay, stand with me as we bring the offering forward. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. kind and most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us with the ability to work and to get money, and we acknowledge that it all belongs to you. We ask that you would bless what has been returned to you. May it help to further the work so we can all go home. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, church family. It is time for the divine service prayer. So those with blue cards, you can come forward. And you can come forward even if you don't have a blue card. But it's nice to see people that got their cards already filled out and they're prepared. Please come forward. Father, it is such a joy being gathered here today. Today is your holy day, and we pray that all here are focused on what is mentioned here today, what is sung here. We lift up our praises to you, and we realize that in life there are many different phases, from the very young to the very old. And all along that path, we have obstacles. But we pray that the Holy Spirit be upon each and every one. Because we have real bright moments, and we have dark moments. But if we keep our focus on you, those dark moments will go by very quickly. Be with each one now, and we seek thy blessings. This ask in the loving name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. We feel like you folks are an extension of our family. We see you at least once a year, it seems like, and it's good to see some of you that we haven't seen in a long time. Our messages through music this morning is, what's the title of it on your bulletin? Tapestry of Life. In my musical travels, I've gone to many different countries, and what I have found fascinating is to see art through tapestry. And these are some of them thousands of years old, and as I found out more about them, there is this process of getting the warp and the woof, and they put one thread in at a time, and they very carefully push it down, and they put another thread, which makes just a pinpoint. But as the years go by and a tapestry is made, the person behind it sees tangles of threads. And as you look up and see the title and the tapestries we're going to show you, you will see the before and the behind of a tapestry. Today we want to challenge you to think of your life as a tapestry. And I pray that when we're done, we will all recognize that if we choose, our tapestry will end up being perfect because Jesus has directed the loom.
Isn't it wonderful that tapestry making is not a lost art? People all around the world still make them, but it is a long and tedious work. In our own lives, there is a weaver working on the tapestries of our hearts. We will only understand the dark threads that he weaves if we let him show us. We are like threads in the great web of humanity, and we are not to mar the fabric by our own impure and selfish wants. We must stand as God's servants, yet constantly shining as lights in the world, ever both in faith and in practice representing Christ. Please enjoy as we sing, please enjoy and meditate on the words of this song, Weave Me, Lord.
Have done. How you move and all the colors. He leadeth me. What comforting words to know that it is Jesus who is the one who has gotten us through this song. I'm not doing that one. Okay. To know that it is Jesus who has been the one that has been weaving experiences into our lives for us to learn from, and he has been with us and has gotten us here to this day and will continue to be with us. Life Sketches, page 196 says, "We have nothing to fear for the future, except as we shall forget how the Lord has led us and is teaching in our past history." We all know what Psalms 23 says, "He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me." He's always there, especially in our darkest moments. "Where'er I do, where'er I be, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me."
Thank you. Our lives are somewhat like the back of a tapestry. They look a mess, and we have no idea what is going on. But the artist, who is God the Father, is orchestrating a majestic masterpiece. All we need to do is to ask from Him to free us from this sinful world, and someday He will let us see the finished product. The chorale will sing our next piece, Free Us, Emmanuel.
As God is doing the work of weaving in our hearts and lives, we have the incredible privilege of talking to the master weaver, of being friends with him. And when things perplex us, we can go to our knees in prayer. We also have this blessing of lifting others up in prayer. And this song that we're going to sing speaks of both of those privileges.
Somebody's praying, I can feel it. Somebody's praying for me. Mighty hands are guiding me to protect me from what I can see. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Somebody's praying for me. Angels are watching. I can feel it. Angels are watching over me.
Weary miles ahead till I get home. Still I'm safely kept before the throne. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Angels are watching over me.
I have walked a barren wilderness where my pillow was a stone, and I've been through the darkest caverns where no light has ever shone.
Still I went on, cause there was someone who was down on their knees, and I thank the Lord for people praying all this time for me. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Somebody's praying for me. Somebody's praying for me.
The process of weaving a tapestry is quite complicated and looks really confusing at first. A mess of threads and a mass of convoluted colors. At this time, there is no way of knowing or imagining what the finished product of our lives will come out to be. Life can be this way. We see a mess of problems and difficult times, but if we have faith that God's love will lead, then we will stand forever. He is God Almighty, and no matter what our lives may look like right now, we can still sing of His love forever. Our life as a Christian will testify that He is governed by laws other than those which the world obeys. Laws of a higher order. Oneness with Christ enables men to wield an influence far above that of the renown of this world. Our next song will be my favorite song of this concert, and it's called I Will Sing of Your Love Forever.
I will sing to you. You will be my God, my rock and my salvation, higher than the heavens. I will sing to you of glory in your favor. Your goodness I will savor until the end of time. I will sing forever. I will sing of your love.
trusting of your love. For God Almighty, who rules the surging seas, the highest of all things,
I will sing to you, love will stand forever, I will never ever forget your love to me. I will sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
I'm standing here looking out at an assemblance of individuals who have potential. Potential that can be unlocked with the same divine power that fueled Christ's earth-shaking, hope-giving ministry. That power guides the threads of our life to create the most beautiful tapestries. Indeed, it could change the very fabric of society. But its most profound gift to humanity is peace. A peace that is stronger than the darkest day on the sinful world. And what is this power? It's the Holy Spirit. Grant us thy peace.
Never to see.
We did some rearranging last night, and I put little notes to remind me, and they've fallen off. So, the next piece is Your Help Comes from the Lord. And I wanted to share something with you because I believe you helped us last year. We took a trip to Cuba. Does anybody remember we were going to Cuba? Well, I want to thank you that you helped us. We went and did 6 simultaneous evangelistic series in 6 different towns. And before that, we did some chorale singing with unimaginable pianos and instruments. But the people were absolutely hungry. And we had communists and we had all kinds of people come and remember music they had heard many, many years before, sacred music. During that time, we were faced with a decision that was very hard to make. And that was that everywhere we went, the people were fascinated with our bells. And the conference president traveled with us. He didn't miss one concert. And every time we'd go, he'd say to the people, "We need this kind of music here in Cuba. We've never heard this." And he said they had to go to the Catholic churches and take all their bells. And that wouldn't work. So by the end of the trip, Mrs. Holland, in conjunction with all the bell choir ringers and the staff, made a decision, and we left our bells in Cuba. They are starting a music school in Havana, and they want to make this music school an outreach to the community to learn sacred music. And so our bells are there, and some of our bell ringer seniors, probably being one of them, stayed last year and helped an incredibly talented conservatory-trained Seventh-day Adventist musician there to learn, and they are going forward with our bell choir. So you may wonder, what is this you have in front of you? These are not our bells, and they certainly don't ring and sound like our bells. But we have borrowed them from a church that kindly lent them to us this year. So at the end of our program, I know Mrs. Holland is going to ask for an offering for our worthy students, because that's first and foremost what we want to do. We have, brother, 14 nations represented at our school, and our program is geared to mission leadership. And by His grace only, we have doctors, nurses, pilots, music teachers all over the world in mission stations. And we praise God for that. And here are our future missionaries right here. So we're real excited because we get to stay for the 2 o'clock meeting. Because our next church isn't, we don't have to be there till 4:30. So I'm like, thank you, Lord. I mean, we could go out walking, but I think this is more important. So we are trusting that our help is going to come from the Lord. And at the end of the year, we won't be bell-less. But as you saw at the intermission, we brought our newest DVD, which is on the Three Angels messages called Here We Stand. We brought those for you, as well as a selection of our Great Controversy allegory on the plan of salvation for children, and many other things. And those are our gifts at Sabbath. We don't sell them on Sabbath. So our offering at the end is going to be for our worthy student, but if you want to help with the bells, put it in an envelope.
I lift mine eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from?
Your help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth, the King of creation, the one true God, the source of your life and word.
I lift mine eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from?
Your help comes from the Lord. Our God will not slumber.
Where does my help come from?
Your help comes from the Lord. The sun will not harm you by day.
The moon will not harm you in dark the night. Your trusting will never.
Having brought into the world the great treasures of heaven, owned and created by our loving God, Christ can give to all eternal life. With his humanity, he touches humanity, and with his divinity, he firmly grasps divinity. Into man, prostrated, diseased, and enfeebled, he can breathe the breath of life, making him a partaker of the divine nature. Now we will have a bell duet. Oh, how he loves you and me.
Thank you.
It is only through the merits of Christ that our spiritual and temporal blessings are given to us to enjoy. The salvation of Christ was placed within our reach that we might lay hold upon it by faith, that we might weave the love of Christ in our characters, practice it in our lives, and that we might be a blessing to all our race. The bell choir will now play, "I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say."
As we go through our lives, there are going to be trials and temptations that we cannot handle by ourselves. In this song that we are going to sing, the song here is going to talk about the Father, that is God, and that He is willing to take us into His arms and deals with, and He will deal with our problems. We just need to surrender to Him and let Him take control of our life. Let Him carry us through the dark trials and hard temptations. We can do nothing without the help of God. The Spirit of God must work with our efforts, and if God's blessing attends us, we shall be channels of light. The Lord is willing to give us all an experience which, improved, will bring us from the lowlands of earth into close heavenly relationship with God, and every fiber of selfishness will be uprooted from our natures. So right now the choral will sing, He Will Carry Me.
Control in the darkness of the truth. Making a tapestry is sometimes, well, I shouldn't say always, is probably very difficult. I've never done it myself. You have to take each thread and do it one within the other, and it's pretty difficult. But is anything too difficult for God? No, there is not. As He is our great master artist who creates the beautiful sunsets and takes care of each little dove and He takes care of the little things. But those little things, what do they add up to? They add up to the ginormous tapestry that God has. And He has that each for our own lives as well. That He has desired and He has something in place for each of us. That one thread may cross this way and another thread may go that way. And you're not following and where it's going. And you're looking at the backside and it's just all these threads and you don't know where they're going. But God knows where that's going. He is the tapestry, or He is the artist that is forming this tapestry. And I pray and ask that you may take that thought within your hearts to understand that God has a tapestry for your life and for my life as well. So as the chorale will be singing our final song, Tapestry of Love.
Tapestry. Oh. Is this on?
All right.
Since somebody came up to me before the program and they said, you know, we want to hear the story of where you got the bells because we know you don't have any bells or you left the bells. And so since Claire began that story, I just want to give you a couple little details that she left out. She said we borrowed the bells, and this is true. So, of course, leaving the bells in Cuba, we thought we would raise money to get a new set of bells or a set of bells, something. And so the first opportunity we had was to go to 3ABN in April. We thought, well, this is an awesome opportunity. We get to tell about our mission trip and our bells and all of that. And guess how much we got from that? Zero. We never got one response. Yeah. And then, this is nothing against 3ABN, I love that ministry, okay. So, but God didn't choose to answer that need through that medium for us. And so, you know, the summer went by, and we had a little coming in here, a little there, as people began to know. And you know, when I talked to the bell choir in Cuba, I said, we need to make this donation whether we get a new bell choir or not. That really has to be, we see this could be used by God here in this country, period. So that was kind of what we did. I mean, you know, that's not necessarily what we wanted, but that was what we did. So then we had the opportunity to go to ASI, which I love that ministry as well. We had a part in Members in Action on the very first night. And I don't know why, but for some reason it felt like to us that our section got cut short. We never even got to say anything about the bells. But I will tell you that it was through ASI that God supplied us with a plane for our mission program, our mission pilot program. So we're really excited about that. So I have, you know, there's nothing against that. It's just that it didn't happen for the bells. And ASI is like 2, maybe 3 weeks before school starts, and we don't have any bells yet for school. And then, and I can't remember if it was before or after ASI. I don't remember. Anyway, Angela came up to me. She was all excited. She had met this guy in a tour in San Diego, California. She was giving the last tour of the day. If you know anything about the last tour of the day, you have all the time in the world. Nobody's behind you, pushing you. What's that? Oh, it was the 5 o'clock tour. Sorry, I thought it was the last tour. Never mind. I got my story wrong. Anyway, so she's giving that tour, and Angela tends to be long-winded, and people push her out. Well, this tour also happened to be a one-person tour. She had one gentleman on this tour. And so for some reason, she was ending every section 5 minutes early, except for one. 5 minutes early. And so in the time she had left, she was telling him about our mission trip to Cuba. She didn't know who this gentleman was. And in the process, Angela at that time wasn't even in the bell choir. She was telling him that we left the bells in Cuba, and he got really excited because he and his family were really into bells. And he was not an Adventist, but he did have a friend, and the sanctuary was at Paradise Valley Church, right? No. Okay, so, gotta get the story straight. Anyway, so he knew he had a friend at the Paradise Valley Church, okay, which had a set of bells that had been sitting for a long time and just sitting. And so between the two of them, they came up with the idea that maybe they could lend. We had nothing to do with this. God had something to do with this. That they would lend those bells to Oklahoma Academy for the school year while we continue to raise money for the bells. So isn't God good? He's just amazing. He, you know, in the tapestry of life that he does, it's not always what we expect. We think, oh, this is going to work out. It didn't. But it's for some better reason that didn't work out. So God is good. We have bells. We're thankful. We are about a third of a way to a new set of bells, and I'll just tell you, I wasn't going to do all of this until somebody asked, and then Claire started it. So I'll just tell you that a new set of bells is somewhere between $18,000 to $20,000 for the set that we had, and to replace them. So we're right around $6,000 right now. I just want to say that I'm really excited to be here at the same time that Jason and his family were here. I was so blessed this morning. That was the third time I've seen that illustration. And every time I see it, I'm inspired again. So we've had Pastor Baxter to Oklahoma Academy a couple of times, and he's done that illustration both times, and it doesn't matter. I think the illustration is powerful. And it has so much to say to us, that it's just wonderful. So and the encouragement, I really appreciated the text that he used from Matthew 9:36 and 37, that Jesus is looking out and he's saying the harvest is ready, but we need workers for that harvest. If you've seen anything from Oklahoma Academy, you know that our tagline is workers for the harvest. So that was a huge encouragement. I want you to, all through this worship service, you sat and you looked at the young people up here. And now we just have a few of them, but the bell ringers. I want you to look at them again through the eye of your imagination. In 10 years, where are they going to be? It is our desire and our vision for them to become workers in God's harvest. And that's where they will be in 10 years. But a lot of life happens between now and then. A lot of life. And it's easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to get debt in college. It's easy to get all of those things that keep you. So I have, anyway, spent a lot of time thinking about what is it that's going to have to happen from the academy to the mission field. How do we get them from there to there? And we've been really, you know, working on that idea little by little. And one of the things we're doing in our mission flight program is we've developed an internship program. We are developing an internship program. At the end of academy, when they finish their senior year, then they will go as a year as an intern to the mission field. And we're looking for those places that we can encourage other young people to do the same thing, not just the mission pilots. So we have young people that come to the academy who financially it's not a part of their ability to be there. And so our music programs are dedicated to raising money for those young people to be in a Christian education that is focused on sending them as missionaries. That doesn't mean they'll necessarily go, but that's our hope and our prayer. Number one, you can pray for that. Pray for that for us and pray for that for your young people. They are the hope of the mission field. That is where we want them to go, and you do too, I know. The other is, so we are going to take up a general offering for that purpose. One of the things that I think is that we're not in competition with them, and they're not in competition with us. God has plenty of money. So if he has impressed you to support their mission field, do it. If he impresses you to support Oklahoma Academy, do it. If he impresses you to support Three Angels Church, you guys have a lot going on here, do it. He's not limited, it's us that limits him in our giving and our own hearts. So we also have some cards for individuals, so that if you wanted to become a part of sponsoring somebody on a regular basis, outside of that, you could do that. And so we will leave these with you. I will give them to Mrs. Henderson, because she will be out in the lobby afterwards with some gifts of DVDs and whatnot for you as you leave. So if you want one of those cards, pick one of those up from her on your way out. And we have one more song to share with you before we close this morning.
We cannot be true representatives of God unless we have the Christ-like mold of character. We will only become like him if we surrender to him and let him weave our life. And when we do surrender to him, he will find so much to be thankful for. God's word says, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." He desires us to appreciate the great plan of redemption, to realize our high privilege as the people of God, and to walk before him in obedience with grateful thanksgiving. He desires us to serve him in newness of life with gladness every day. He longs to see gratitude welling up in our hearts because we have access to the mercy seat, the throne of grace, because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because we are the heritage of the Lord, because the righteousness of Christ is the robe of his saints, because we have the blessed hope of the soon coming of our Savior. Let us rejoice and let him weave his character in our lives.
Thank you.